Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 15th of January, Not Giving Satan an Advantage. When a man or a woman defaults in relation to their sanctification, a spirit of disobedience gains traction in their life and in their family. This spirit was manifest when Eve brought the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil to Adam. Perceiving it to be good for food, pleasant to the eyes, and desirable to make one wise, she ate the fruit and then presumed to minister this word to her husband. In contrast to this deceived mode of control, women will find grace to be fruitful if they continue in faith, love, and sanctification with self-control. A woman is able to conduct herself in this manner, being clothed with the virtues of godliness and self-control, and being free from anxiety because of her faith. It is interesting to note that Peter applied this principle particularly to a wife whose husband is disobedient in attitude toward the Father and does not submit himself to Christ as the head of his family. In this situation, if a woman conducts herself as a Christian, then Satan is unable to take advantage over her or over her children as they walk in faith with her. Her house remains an expression of the Christian community because of her faith and virtue, for she is not driven by anxiety and fear. If this reality is true for a woman who has a disobedient and difficult husband, how much more should this principle apply to a woman who has a believing husband? We note in this regard a tendency of some women to take advantage of their husband's commitment to the Word, presuming to instruct him under the guise of fellowship in the Word. However, Peter and Paul were clear that every Christian wife should have the same self-controlled virtue that can demonstrate godliness with good works, without usurping the headship of her husband. The references used in today's devotions are Genesis chapter 3 verses 6 and 7, 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15, and 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 6. For further study, Genesis chapter 3.